Ere my heart hath hushed the panic tumult of its pulses, I listen from beyond the horizon's rim a mutter faint as when the far simoon, mounting from unknown deserts, opens forth, wide as the waste, those wings of torrid night that fling the doom of cities from their foes, and musters in its van a thousand winds that with disrooted palms for besoms rise and sweep the sands to fury. As the storm, approaching, mounts and loudens to the ears of them that toil in fields of sesame, so grows the mutter, and a shadow creeps above the gold horizon, like a dawn of darkness climbing sunward. Now they come, a sabbath of abominable shapes, led by the fiends and lamiae of worlds that owned my sway aforetime. Cockatrice, Python, Tragelophus, Leviathan, Chimera, Marticorus, Behemoth, Geryon, and Sphinx, and Hydra on my ken arise as might some Afrit-builded city, consummate in the lifting of a lash, with thunderous domes and sounding obelisks and towers of night and fire, alternate wings of white-hot stone along the hissing wind, bear up the huge and furnace-hearted beasts of hells beyond Rutilicus, and things whose lightless length would meet the gyre of moons, born from the caverns of a dying sun, uncoil to the very zenith, half disclosed from gulfs below the horizon. Octopi, like blazing moons with countless arms of fire, climb from the seas of ever-surging flame that roll and roar through planets unconsumed, beating on coasts of unknown metals. Beasts that range the mighty worlds of Alioth rise, afforesting the heavens with multitudinous horns, within whose maze the winds are lost, and borne on cliff-like brows of plunging scolopendras. The shell-wrought towers of ocean witches loom, and griffin-mounted gods and demons throned on sable dragons and the cockadrills that bear the spleenful pygmies on their backs, and blue-faced wizards from the worlds of Saif, on whom titanic scorpions fawn, and armies that move with fronts reverted from the foe, and strike athwart their shoulders at the shapes their shields reflect in crystal, an idola fashioned within unfathomable caves by hands of eyeless peoples, and the blind and worm-shaped monsters of a sunless world, with krakens from the ultimate abyss and demogorgons of the outer dark, arising, shout with multitudinous thunders, and threatening me with dooms ineffable, in words whereat the heavens leap to flame, advance on the magic palace, thrown before, for league on league, their blasting shadows blight and eat like fire the amaranthine meads, leaving an ashen desert. In the palace I hear the apes of marble shriek and howl, and all the women shapen columns moan, babbling with unknown terror. in my fear, a monstrous dread, unnamed in any hell, I rise and flee with the fleeing wind for wings, and in a trice the magic palace reels, aspiring to a single tower of flame, goes out and leaves nor shard nor ember. Flown beyond the world, upon that fleeing wind, I reach the gulf's irrespirable verge, where fails the strongest storm for breath, and fall supportless through the nadir plunged gloom, beyond the scope and vision of the sun, to other skies and systems. In a world deep wooded with the multicolored fungi that soar to semblance of fantastic palms, I fall as falls the meteor stone and break a score of trunks to powder. All unhurt, I rise, and through the illimitable woods, among the trees of flimsy opal, roam and see their tops that clamber hour by hour to touch the suns of iris. Things unseen, whose charnel breath informs the tideless air with spreading pools of fetor, follow me, elusive past the ever-changing palms, and pittering moths with wide and ashen wings flit on before, and insects, ember-hued, descending, hurtle through the gorgeous gloom, and quench themselves in crumbling thickets. Heard far off the gong-like roar of beasts unknown resounds at measured intervals of time, shaking the riper trees to dust that falls in clouds of acrid perfume, stifling me beneath a pall of iris.